Hello and welcome to the Financial Times. I'm Helen Worrell. Early voting has already begun for the Iraqi parliamentary elections, which are critical as the US prepares to withdraw its troops. The new government will have to stand alone in a country which has so far been plagued by sectarian tensions and instability. Andrew England, the FT's chief Middle East correspondent, is in Baghdad and he's on the line now. Andrew, first of all, can you tell us what the atmosphere is like in Baghdad ahead of Sunday's polls?
Yeah, it's a bit of a mixed atmosphere. Some people are looking forward to the elections and seeing it as a chance to change after 5 years of the previous government or 4.5 years of the previous government. Others are dissatisfied. They feel that nothing's really happened in terms of improvement of services, improvement of their lives. And so there's a certain amount of apathy towards the election process and politicians in general because they feel that they've been sold empty promises since the last election. There's also the security issue, and security is extremely tight in Baghdad, and there are fears that extremist groups, whether it's Al-Qaeda or former Ba'athists, could look to disrupt the polls, and so it's quite tense on the streets. Today was the first day that there's been any voting when Iraqi security forces got a chance to vote, and the streets were pretty empty compared to usual. So there is still that concern that there could be attacks or bombs going off. So I'd say quite a mixed picture, really. There is clearly you can feel that there's an election going on, but it's also slightly subdued.
You mentioned security there, and you've reported on the most recent bombing attacks in Bakuba and Baghdad. How have these been affecting election planning?
I think people were expecting attacks anyway, so security has been tight. I mean, the last major attacks before that were in January, and there's been an expectation that, again, the militants, the extremists, would look to carry out a spectacular attack ahead of the elections to create fear, to undermine the process. There's a bomb blast in Bakuba. Will add to that sense of tension because it shows that there were attacks, and it was a particularly nasty attack because one suicide bomber blew himself up inside a hospital, which was unusual. And there were some attacks also today in Baghdad. At least 7 soldiers were killed by suicide bombers blowing themselves up at polling stations, and 5 other people were killed by a rocket. So it's not going to disrupt the elections. The elections are going to go ahead, and the government's been very clear that it will go ahead, and it'll go ahead under very tight security. I think the question is whether fear of further attacks on the polling day will put people off voting. I guess that's something we won't know until the voting actually starts. But certainly, you know, the security situation is tight, but there is also that sense of fear and the worry that there could be further attacks.
Do you think that the attacks that you've just mentioned cast doubt on the effectiveness of pre-election security arrangements?
I think some people will look at it and question the government's security, but the government would come back and say, well, it's very hard to actually defend against suicide bombs, and they would say, you know, you've had suicide bombs in the West. Nouri al-Maliki, the prime minister, has been campaigning partly on the image that he is the one who has improved security in Iraq. And we should say that security has improved significantly since 2007. It could undermine Maliki's credibility, but I think people do accept that there were going to be attacks, and it is very hard to defend against suicide bombers.
You've said that security is going to be an issue for those going to the polls on Sunday. Will this election really make any difference to the political situation? And do Sunnis feel that they have a serious chance this time round?
Yeah, I think, again, it's a very mixed opinion. I mean, you've got some people who say, look, it's the same faces competing this time as last time. They made promises last time, and we still haven't seen the improvement in daily lives in terms of services and things like electricity, like water, like improving the economy, creating jobs. So why should we bother voting again if it's the same guys? They promised us things last time. Why should we believe them this time? Others do see that there will be a change, and it is a chance to say, right, you know, we can vote for candidates we want to. And the big difference between this election and the last election in 2005 is Sunnis are taking part. In the 2005 election, the Sunnis boycotted the vote, which meant essentially they excluded themselves from the political process. Now, the general consensus is that the Sunnis have learned that that was a mistake and that they should be part of the process, and it's only through being part of the process that they can have an impact on things. So the observers do say that they think there is going to be a decent turnout from Sunni voters. Now, the question is whether, I think there's still a certain amount of ambiguity about whether they actually believe there will be change or not. But it's an open list election for the first time, for the first national election, which means voters actually get to see who they're voting for rather than just voting for a list. They actually can choose their candidates. So in that sense, there's a hope that it will create some enthusiasm among the voters. The turnout in the provincial elections in 2009 was 51%, and observers are saying, you know, if it's above 50%, which they think it will be, then that's pretty decent.
And finally, how do you think the election outcome will affect the continued presence of US troops in Iraq?
I think the US has been quite clear that they plan to significantly downsize their presence by the end of August, to go from sort of 96,000 troops to 50,000 troops, and put out by the end of 2011 a complete military withdrawal. They obviously, as any military, they have a contingency plan if things do deteriorate significantly, but it would have to be an extremely significant deterioration, I think, to alter that plan. I think the general tone coming out of the US is that they do expect to go ahead with the drawdown on schedule. They think the election, you know, should pass with not minimal, but without deteriorating significantly. And I think there'd have to be a major deterioration in security for the US to alter its plans for a withdrawal.
That was Andrew England in Baghdad. For more news and analysis on the Iraq elections, go to www.ft.com/Iraq.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.